Asian Voice News, the Global Link.
Marriage counselor warns against rising cohabiting in Zambia. DCNS cannabis operation in Chifwema and big shake-up in Nigerian politics as heavyweights join one party. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Marriage coach and counselor Remy Mukonka has raised concern over the increasing rates of cohabitation in Zambia, warning that the trend threatens national development, social cohesion, and the mental well-being of families. His comments follow the release of the 2022 National Census Report, which shows that 1.2% of the Zambian population is currently cohabiting without formalizing their unions through marriage. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mukonka attributed the rise in cohabitation to the growing influence of modern lifestyles and the adoption of Western cultural practices, which he said undermine traditional and cultural marital values. He stressed the importance of upholding moral standards rooted in traditional and biblical principles, arguing that such values are crucial in building strong families and a stable society. Many families have gone silent on guiding the younger generation on proper marital conduct, making it difficult for young people to understand the responsibilities, significance, and correct procedures of marriage, said Dr. Mukonka. He called on community leaders, religious institutions, and policymakers to take collective action to promote formal marriage as a cornerstone of moral and social stability, adding that meaningful national development depends on the strength of the family unit.
It's alarming and it is a clarion call to action. It needs prayer. It needs intervention. And if we leave it like that, you wake up tomorrow, there will be no marriage because everyone will be walking out on each other. And this can damage the reputation of society. There's absolutely nothing that you can do without a strong family. There's absolutely no development that you can do without, you know, family. The success that you see in industry is based on stronger family units that are there. Men and women can live home in peace and they can go and be productive in different sectors of the economy and come back home where it's peaceful.
The Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue, ZCID, has called for a summit of political party presidents as a crucial platform to develop a shared national position on the constitutional reform process. ZCID board chairperson Joyce Msenge said the decision by President Hakainde Hichilema to defer the progression of the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 presents an opportunity to build national consensus through inclusive dialogue among political parties. This long-awaited summit will bring together political leaders to deliberate in good faith and reaffirm collective commitment to constitutional order and democratic stability, said Ms. Msenge in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She emphasized that ZCID is ready to continue working closely with the Minister of Justice, the National Assembly, and all political and civil society stakeholders to ensure that the outcome of the reform process commands legitimacy, unity, and public trust. ZCID believes that this deferment provides an excellent opportunity to refocus the national conversation on consensus building, said Ms. Msenge.
These consultations have been ongoing and demonstrate a clear appetite for structured and inclusive dialogue. As ZCID, we believe that this deferment provides an excellent opportunity to refocus the national conversation on consensus building. We therefore look forward to convening a summit of political party presidents, which will serve as a critical platform for developing shared positions on reform agenda.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, in Lusaka has unearthed a large-scale illicit cannabis cultivation operation in the Chifwema area of Kafue District. This follows an intelligence-led operation which resulted into the apprehension of two suspects identified as Bonwell Mulenga, aged 50, of Kanyelele Village, and Timothy Cholwe, aged 38, of Mwelwa Village. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba said Mr. Mulenga was apprehended for trafficking 86.9 kilograms of loose cannabis and unlawfully cultivating approximately 12 tons of cannabis, while Mr. Cholwe was arrested for trafficking 14 kilograms of loose cannabis. It is reasonably believed that the seized drugs were destined for sale on the international market, particularly in Western countries where policy and legislation are increasingly leaning towards decriminalization and recreational use, said Mr. Tamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. And Mr. Tamba has revealed that the commission has jointly charged and arrested two Philippine nationals identified as Ryan Balusong, aged 46, and Sherry John Pagan, aged 40, in Sulawesi District of Northwestern Province for trafficking in 8.1 grams of crystal meth and possession of instruments used for the administration of illicit drugs. He said that also arrested in connection with the case is Zambian national Patrick Chiwota, aged 38, of Kansanshi, adding that evidence indicates that Chiwota was a mastermind behind the supply of the drugs. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has commended the Lusaka City Council, LCC, for taking legal action against tertiary institutions that failed to deliver on Constituency Development Fund CDF bursary commitments despite receiving payment. Yesterday, Lusaka Mayor Chilando Chitangala confirmed that the council is pursuing legal steps to recover funds meant for beneficiaries over the past 3 years. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa described the move as a wake-up call for government to only engage institutions that are able to deliver under the CDF bursaries component. Dr. Chansa has also urged the Minister of Local Government and Road Development to carefully assess institutions before awarding them training contracts. This is a very powerful component, and if well utilized, the country can have a lot of people having the correct skills for job creation and poverty reduction, said Dr. Chansa. He has also called on TVETA to take action and ensure that institutions are able to deliver quality skills training. Dr. Chansa has commended the local authority for the move and further urged them to be careful in engaging these institutions and trusting them with public funds.
We want to appeal to the Minister of Local Government to critically analyze these institutions before they can be awarded to train under the CDF bursaries component. This is a very, very powerful component. If well utilized, we can have a country with a lot of young people having the correct skills for job creation and poverty reduction. So we support the Lusaka City Council, but we also want to urge it to be very careful next time.
In African news, Nigeria's two main opposition leaders have joined a new political party to challenge President Bola Tinubu and his ruling party in the next election. Atiku Abubakar and Peter Obi have chosen the African Democratic Congress, ADC, as their new political home after breaking away from their respective parties, the People's Democratic Party, PDP, and the Labour Party. This is one of the biggest shake-ups in Nigeria's politics since the end of military rule in 1999. Some political heavyweights from Tinubu's All Progressive Congress Party have also thrown their weight behind the formation. Coming up shortly, four dead, dozens missing after ferry sinks off Bali. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian voice your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. At least four people have died and dozens are missing after a ferry sank off Indonesia's tourist island of Bali, rescuers said. The boat was carrying 53 passengers and 12 crew members when it sank at 23:20 hours local time on Wednesday, while on its way to Bali from the eastern coast of Java Island. The Office of the National Search and Rescue Agency said 31 survivors have been